It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Lindsey Graham is getting a new phone number after Donald Trump gave it out to an audience in Graham's home state of South Carolina yesterday. It's our weekly look at the latest and strangest in national politics.
First, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals reinstated Milwaukee's residency rule yesterday, requiring city workers like teachers and police officers to live in the city of Milwaukee.
The original law had been on the books for about 75 years. A provision in the 2013 to 2015 state budget invalidated that requirement. After back and forth legal battles in the last few years, the law will now be reinstated, something our next guest says is good for Milwaukee.
James Causey is a blogger and columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board. James, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you say in your recent opinion piece that you believe and have always felt that city jobs are for city residents. How come?
It just gets down to this. When I think about building a middle class really starts with these really good city jobs. And if we lose that by having these people not live in the city that they serve, it cripples the middle class. And I live in the heart of the central city. And I know what, and I've always lived in a central city, so I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. I remember when we had these vibrant factory jobs and how the family structure was stronger back then. And when we start to see our erosion of our middle class sector and our middle class jobs, that's when we start to have a lot of the problems that we have in the city today. So I think people want to have it both ways. They want to say, okay, we want the jobs, but we want to live outside Milwaukee. But those same people will criticize the city for saying, well, what's wrong? How come you don't have a strong and vibrant middle class?
Now, as you understand it, why did the appeals court reinstate this?
It's a good question. I'm just happy that they did. I still think that this is going to be a long legal battle. I don't think it's over yet. But what I hope for is that the mayor and will continue to make a strong argument for us to do this, because he's been one of the proponents saying that if we lose these if people work in the city and live outside the city, it'll turn our city into another Detroit. I don't know how true that is, but if you look at what happened to Detroit with all its problems, one of the things that they did was they left a residency requirement, and then it really went downhill fast.
Now, for those people who are in favor of relaxing, getting rid of that residency requirement, one of the arguments they make is that you don't have enough people within the city of Milwaukee to fill these city jobs. What do you say to that?
Well, I know a lot of people that are out of work who are looking for work, so I don't know how true that really is. And I don't know. That's one of those kind of things that I really don't believe in. I think the only positions where we did have a lot of problems filling those jobs were teacher jobs. But as far as police officers, fire, I don't see that as a problem. I think they actually have a waiting list for people to get on, people who live right here in the city. So I don't really believe that.
Now, from the people that you speak to, do you think there is broad support for this residency requirement, or do you think that there are people within the ranks of teachers, police officers, who would like to live somewhere else but work in the city?
Well, it's mixed. It depends on who you talk to. I mean, there are some people who say, as far as teachers are concerned, it doesn't make a difference if a teacher lives in the city or lives outside the city. A teacher job is to teach children. But I use the example that I knew dear to my heart. My fourth grade teacher, when I was in elementary school, just lived like six blocks away from me. And if I ever acted up in school, she knew exactly where I lived. She could just simply stop by anytime and talk to my parents. And it's something to be said for seeing people like teachers shop at the same grocery store that you go to, or you see them, at the movie theater, you see them shopping, you just see them in your neighborhood. I think that builds community. And that's one thing that's missing from this entire argument, is if we want to change the conditions of a lot of things that are going on in the city, we have to think about community. What builds community? And I think having people live in a city that they serve helps to build community. I mean, it's nice to have a police officer on your block. It's nice to have a teacher, a public school teacher on your block. That helps build community. And I don't see anything wrong with that. If you want to live in West Dallas but work in the city, and you're a police officer, become a West Dallas police officer. I'm sure that they have positions open. But if it's a city job in Milwaukee, I think that should be reserved for people who live here.
We're talking right now with James Causey, columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board, talking about the reinstatement of Milwaukee's residency requirement. And James, as you know, Milwaukee grappling with some violence issues right now, some of the worst it's seen in recent years. And now for some people and prospective city employees, that could make Milwaukee a tougher sell. Wouldn't city jobs be more attractive and maybe attract the best talent if the candidates could live wherever they wanted?
Well, I mean, wait a second. That's where I struggle with. People say Milwaukee is violent. There's pockets of the city that are violent. On a whole, Milwaukee is not violent. I mean, a mayor, you know, where he doesn't live in the heart of the central city, but he lives on a pretty safe block. I mean, there are blocks in Milwaukee that are pretty unsafe, and we know what they need to fix these things. They need better community relationships with police officers. They need people from the mental health community working with these people who deal with trauma and things like that every day. They need jobs. They need a whole bunch of things. But all of Milwaukee is not unsafe, and I get upset when I hear people saying, well, it'll be a tough sale. No, it's not, because Milwaukee, where I live, is safe. I live right in the Sherman Park neighborhood. Is there problems over there? Some, but I don't. I go for walks every morning. I never feel like that I'm under siege or I'm about to get robbed or anything like that. So Milwaukee is relatively safe. Our downtown is safe.
Well, do you think Milwaukee would be safer with that residency requirement in place? Maybe with more of that community feeling.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have police officers living in the city, well, yeah, why wouldn't it be safer? You're pretty much saying, I work here, I live here, and you're more vested. I believe you're more vested if you live in the city that you work in. I mean, why wouldn't you be? You'll be more vested in your block. You're more vested you have more input in things going on in your community when you live in it. When you don't live it, you're not as invested. You're vested in a place to where you live. I mean, that just seems like a no-brainer to me.
Now, you mentioned Detroit as an example that Mayor Barrett has held up as a cautionary example of what can happen when that residency requirement is taken away. Are there other cities that we can look to see how this has played out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe it was Indianapolis that had the same issue as well. I think Detroit was one of those kind of places. You pick Detroit when you want to talk about how bad things can get. Detroit had other problems. We know about the crash in the job market and all those other things. I just think residency was one of those things, like the final nail in the coffin to allow people to get out and flee the city. Will Milwaukee become like that if it reverses back? I don't know. But, you know, there are some people who say that it could probably happen that way in 10 years or so.
Now, you've said you don't think this is necessarily the end of the story. Where does it go from here?
That's a good question. I think it'd be a fight. I think Madison lawmakers will probably want to have a discussion on this matter. But I think this should be an issue for local jurisdictions. I don't think that this should come from Madison or anywhere else. I think local officials should make those decisions. I mean, I have a problem when Madison is trying to tell Milwaukee how to do things. I just don't think that's right. And this was an idea cooked up by Governor Walker, who believed that, you know, this would open up the doors and help fill some of the jobs that he said were hard to fill in this city. But I think that from a person who lives here, I think it would do the reverse and really take good paying taxpayers out of our city and put them out on the outskirts. And I don't know if that's a good idea. I just simply don't think it is.
James, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, no problem. You take care.
That was James Causey. He is a columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the editorial board. He joined us to talk about the reinstatement of Milwaukee's residency requirement.